Time for sports and Josh List.
Friday mornings at 6:45, we get down to business with our game day analyst and Super Bowl Bear, Tom Thayer. How are you today, Tom? And what's got you excited for Bears-Seahawks Monday night?
You know, I think you have to reflect on the game from last Sunday night. And then your next adventure, how do you improve and how do you guys just get better as a football team? And so individually, you listen to Mitch up at the podium and talk about the different things that he has to work on as a quarterback. But this is a supporting cast game. It's about the performance of everybody here. The defense has to play more aggressive up front against a quarterback like Russell Wilson. And offensively, you got to take another step forward in the process of learning the system as a unit, just not as individuals.
So how do you think Matt Nagy is going to adjust his play calling for the Seahawks game after showing a lot of new and maybe gadget-type plays but scoring just the one offensive touchdown in the opener?
Well, you know, one of the keys is Mitchell Trubisky is going to be in command of the controls at the line of scrimmage because of the support of the crowd noise. When you think about the game back in Green Bay, he had no verbal communication at the line of scrimmage, and it kind of slows the process a little bit. I think the offense is going to have a chance to be a lot more aggressive because Mitch will be in charge of all the commands inside the Soldier Field Stadium.
But then there's Russell Wilson, who you mentioned, as good as any quarterback out there on the other side of the ball. How does the task change for the Bears? They couldn't get a grip on a limping Aaron Rodgers in the second half Sunday night. How will they try to attack Wilson and the Seahawks offense?
Yeah, I think they have to be, you know, they had four sacks within the first 16 pass plays the other night. They got to stay as aggressive at the beginning, at the end of the game, as they did in the beginning of the game. And that might mean taking a chance, have some alternate blitzes, maybe from the third level or even from the second level. Just guys trying to get Seattle's offensive line off balance, because right now they are having some injury issues. And I think that's the vulnerability of the Seattle offense.
Both teams blew fourth quarter leads and lost last week. So how does this game shake out Monday night?
I'm going all Bears. I believe that they're the better football team right now, and I think that they're going to continue to improve at a rapid rate, especially with a home game performance.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome, Josh.
We'll hear from you again Monday, along with Jeff Joniak and the Game Day crew, when the Bears play the Seahawks at Soldier Field. Pregame 4:20, kickoff 7:15, Bears Monday, here on WBBM. Cincinnati gets four touchdown passes from Andy Dalton in the first half and holds on to beat Baltimore 34-23, Bengals 2-0. Javi Baez bunts the Cubs past the Nationals 4-3 in 10 innings and back up a game and a half on the Brewers. They'll host Cincinnati tonight. Milwaukee hosts Pittsburgh. White Sox at Baltimore. The Blackhawks report to training camp. Josh List, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.